Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another episode of That Was Monica. Like, welcome everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is yours truly, your host for the hour. Excuse me, for 30 minutes. We're cutting the show in half today. Obviously, excuse me, those of you who are my regular listeners and you're tuning in or you're tuning in live. You may recognize that I have a slight issue with my voice today. I've been dealing with some spinal issues, and I need to rest my voice. So I've not been talking a whole lot. Today, yesterday, last night, I did a two-hour prayer right here on Blog Talk Radio. It was very, very challenging, but we got through it, and I'm just so blessed to even have a voice, period. So again, we're cutting the show in half today. Throughout the remainder of the week, until I get back to 100% in my speaking voice. So I want to invite everybody to tune in, to call in, every Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our weekly 8 minutes of prayer call. The dial-in number is 712-775-7031. Access code 687-867-511. And if you're on social media, you can connect with us on both Facebook and Google Plus by typing in 8 minutes of prayer on your search bar. So today's show, we are kicking the week off with motivation and encouragement, and it's the first of the month. So I debated up until the very last minute on whether I would come on live today due to my voice again and just a little bit challenging for me. But we're going to, first of all, you know, Monday through Friday, we do our daily prayer streams on social media. And so we base our midday shows on our daily prayer stream topics, which today is, every Monday, is about motivation. What inspires you? What is it that keeps you going? And I would like to invite everyone who on the switchboard and in the chat room to, you know, give us some feedback and let us know what it is that inspires you. If it's a favorite scripture, we would like to read it on the air. And whatever it is, if it's a song, I know I can speak of countless numbers of things that actually inspires me and that pushes me, that keeps me going. There are people who God have connected me with in this season, and some of them just kind of came on me suddenly, you know, some of those suddenly blessings, and that's the season that I'm in. Some of them, you know, some people that just came from out of nowhere. And to be honest, when you're so accustomed to deceptive tactics of the enemy, you almost program your mind into thinking that this is the way things will always be. This is the way people will always be, because that's what you're used to being treated by. And it's a trick of the enemy. I lived my life in that bondage for a lot of years. And, you know, no matter how many people God sent in my pathway to try to motivate me and to try to push me into greatness, I just would not accept it because I was so accustomed to being mistreated and being mishandled by, you know, people from the streets to the church, from, you know, from family to work. You know, I was just accustomed to it. It was like I created this world and it was the norm for me. I didn't expect any better. And because of that, I did not reach for, you know, I would love to do that, but I never really made it a priority or, you know, made it a goal. And truth of the matter is, we as Christians and believers in Christ, you know, once you say yes to God and you're absolutely in a place where you believe that, you know, God, whatever you tell me to do, I'll do it. Wherever you tell me to go, I'll go. There's a song, well, several songs that people sing, you know, and they say that. But are you really prepared to deny your cross and follow Christ? Do you have enough belief that you are even worthy of such a call? And I am a living witness, and I will tell you, you know, I was one of those people who I just did not believe. I didn't care what you came and told me about some encouragement. I didn't want to hear it. You know, I accepted it, and I respected people for who they were. But, you know, I absolutely did not believe that God, that I was even worthy of being used by God. So, you know, I want to encourage everybody, each and every person that's listening, to, in order for you to be effective, you have to believe in your greatness, not in yourself, but through Jesus Christ. Before we go any further, let's give you the foundational scripture for the Motivate Me Monday daily prayer stream, and then we'll move into a few words of prayer. Hallelujah. Romans 8 and 37. This is the part of the scripture that we use for the 8 minutes of prayer ministry. We have complete victory through him who loved us. Romans 8 and 37. We have complete victory, not partial victory, complete victory through him who loved us. Hallelujah. Now, let's pray. Set the atmosphere. Hallelujah. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you, God, for everything that you've given us, for the tools that you've given us in this season, in this hour, God. We thank you, Lord God, that even though we felt like our life should go in a particular direction, God, you have a plan and a purpose that far exceeds our wildest dreams, and you know the end of a thing from the beginning of it. God, you know the traps the enemy has set, the things that he desires to defeat us by using our own weaknesses against ourselves. So, Father, we thank you right now for being protective, for being the way maker, God, for not giving us everything that we thought we wanted, everything that we thought we needed, on the opinions of other people, based on the influences of other people. God, we just thank you. Father, we take this moment just to repent of and confess all of our faults, our anything, God, that we've done, said, thought, or felt that was contrary to your will and your way. We ask, God, that you will forgive us now. Wash us, cleanse us, and renew us in the blood of the Lamb. God, create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, Father. We desire to be right. We desire to be righteous, God. We desire, God, it's our earnest expectation, Lord, God, to see you, God. God, we don't want to live this entire life and spend eternity in hell. God, it's our desire, God, to see you in all your majesty and all of your glory. God, before it is that time for us to transition to a world that we have yet to see and we only imagine, God, we pray that you will continue to bless us here on earth, God. Increase us here on earth, God. Heal us, God, make us whole. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask, God, that you will bring us into a place, God, where we can truly say we're eating the good of the land. God, we will see your goodness. We shall see your goodness. Holy Spirit, we invite you in now to have your way throughout the remainder of this show. Bless your people, God. God, we don't come not just with lip service, God, but we come with matters and issues of the heart. God, we commit our hearts to you today. God, we don't just say yes because it sounds good or to appease people. God, but we say yes, God, because we really mean it. Father, we thank you and we give you praise, honor, and we give you glory. In Jesus. Well, I started out before I gave the foundational scripture just encouraging everyone to be inspired, to be enlightened, to be, set apart from the ways and the things of this world, not to fall prey to what everybody else is speaking against themselves, and not to fall prey through the lack of motivation because you don't believe in yourself. On yesterday, I had the opportunity to minister to a group of people in a church that I grew up in. one of the churches that I grew up in, where my late grandfather was, he was an assistant pastor. And the message that God gave me was so simple, but was so profound. One of the things that I remember that God gave me, just that moment, the topic, I didn't really have a topic per se, but if it was anything, it was just talking about love, their theme. It was a youth hour, but it was honestly was not a lot of youth in there. When it was more older people. The huge gap between my mama's generation, which was a lot of those individuals who were there, my mama's generation, and then my generation, and then you have the younger people who, you know, 20-something. And it's a huge gap. 20-something and under. And not a lot. It's not a lot around here. But the thing, the point of the matter is we have to know how to love ourselves in order to love God. And in order to know how God, or have an idea, because we really can't figure that out, how much God loves us and why God loves us. You know, it's a point to ponder, but we have to get to that point where we know that God loves us. We have to know that God is cheering us on. And no matter what it is that we get ourselves bogged down in life, no matter how many poor decisions we make, God still loves us and he's still waiting there with open arms. And the thing we have to do, we have to continue to push. A part of the social media post today is talking about pushing. You know, you have to keep pushing. You got to keep fighting. And the thing that God has been really impressing upon me is motivating other people to keep fighting, to not give up. It's so easy to give up or want to give up. But then we have to, you know, not allow ourselves to think defeat. The Bible tells us, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are pure, whatever things that are of a good report, and it goes on and on, just think on these things. God is so involved in our the way that we think and in our thought life, that he gives us specific instructions throughout the word on what our minds should be stayed on, what our thoughts should be, our thought process, because he understands the danger of the mind. We can perceive an issue or perceive a person in a certain manner, and we could be so far from the truth because we think a certain way. The one way to condition your mind and to condition your heart is to continuously feed them with the word of God. Another determining factor and important factor is who you connect yourself with, who you allow yourself to get connected with. I had a situation where I got involved with someone. It was borderline, you know, committing relationship with a young man who I thought had my best interest at heart. But I've gotten to the place where I really don't trust my thought life because I can be very emotional at times. And it used to be that I would not share that with other people that I know can see a situation clearer than I can. And I would never share that with them. I would you know, keep those things to myself, because for a lot of my life, that's what I was, you know, that's what we were taught, some of us, you know, that's a sign of strength, when you can handle things on your own. And I believe that that's a trick of the enemy, because I got caught up so many different times. The Bible tells us that our confession is made unto salvation. Well, I'm not sure if it necessarily tells us confessing to who. Yes, we confess to God, and I'm a living witness that, you know, if you be real with God, and God will be real with you and real to you. You want God to be able to handle everything and be, you know, you want to be in such a place and such a stage in your life that you can come to God and just be raw. Well, that's one of the things that I pressed yesterday during the message. You know, some people are just taught, don't question God, don't say certain things to God. Well, I have to ask you the question, then why not? Because he already knows we got these crazy things going on in our mind. He already knows everything there is to know about us. Then why can we not be real with God? We're going to go off on somebody if we, you know, if we don't tell God the uncut truth, then we're going to tell somebody. You know, it's healthy to speak out and to be, you know, to be open with other people about how you feel about them. Then why can't you go to a God who created you and do the same thing? It's so many things that people have told us and taught us from a child, you know, that don't do this, don't do that. Well, we need to go back and look at some of those things, you know, examine some of those things as to, you know, why. Why can't I do this or that? And it's not to be rebellious. It's just, you know, me with how much I love God, I want a relationship with God like none other. So, you know, if I'm feeling down and out and I just don't feel like moving, and it's Monday, it's the first of the month, and I'm just going through dread, I'm going to be real with God about it and be like, look, God, I feel such and such, you know? So we just got to be, you know, we have to learn how to be real, how to be who we really are. And again, it's not being rebellious. It's not being, you know, having a sense of independency, because truth is we are dependent solely on God for everything. Even your next breath depends on if God gives that to you. You're not promised anything. None of what we have belongs to us. So, you know, we have to be in a place of lowliness, a place of humbleness, and a place of submission where we can absolutely believe in a God who has our best interest at heart. We cannot get to that point. We don't love ourselves. We can't truly, truly love God if we don't love ourselves, because he gave us. He gave us this, what we have and what we possess is a gift from God. And we are, you know, we represent him. So, in my closing, in order to be motivated, in order for you to see things in a way of victory, you have to know how to love and have that love unconditionally throughout every situation, whether it feels good or rather it does not feel so good. Just remember, as you go throughout this week and go throughout, you know, your life, that you have greatness inside of you. There's greatness inside of you. Keep pushing forward. Keep moving forward. And we're going by the same motto, leave no one untouched. Everybody that you come in contact with, make sure that you're touching their lives through the love that God has given you as a believer in Christ Jesus. Some people need to feel it, and that's all they need sometimes to just keep moving. I know that there have been times when I'm like, God, I'm just tired. I'm ready to die. You know, I'm ready for you. Can you just take me on because I'm tired of this? And I would come in contact with somebody. It could have been on my job. It could have been, you know, in the marketplace. And something, one little kind gesture sometimes, it just didn't take much for me. I just felt like, you know, it was just over. But, you know, God would allow me to come in contact with those individuals, and it just changed my life. So we just thank you. I hope that something was said today that inspired you to just keep moving. If nobody else tells you that they love you today, know that I love you, and I mean it. With a pure heart, I mean it, for real, for real. I'm cheering for you. I'm hoping that you finish strong and, you know, just finish. Hallelujah. God, we thank you, God, for another episode of Your Midday with Monica. God, we just give you praise. We give you honor, God, for everything that you've given us in this hour, in this season. God, thank you for covering us. Thank you for loving us. God, we ask, God, that you continue to shine your light in the path that we are to go, to illuminate our pathways, God. Show us the right way to go. Show us what to do, how to do it. We thank you, God, that we are victorious. We thank you, God, that you continue to love us beyond our mess-ups, beyond our successes. God, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Thank you, God, for success. Thank you for good success, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, everybody, we have come to the close of another show. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Your Midday with Monica. Again, I have to cut the show short because of my voice, so I solicit your prayer for a complete and a speedy recovery in Jesus' name. Remember to join us every Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our 8 minutes of prayer call. The dial-in number is 712-775-7031. Access code 687-867-511. I love you all so much, from my community to around the world. I absolutely thank you. Thank God for you. Have a blessed day, a blessed night, a blessed morning. Father, we honor you, God. We give you praise. We give you honor. And we give you glory. I thank you, God, for everything that you've given us. God, everything that you've placed inside of our lives to use in this season to serve your people, God. We thank you, God, for the spirit of servanthood. We thank you, Lord God, for your anointing. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your goodness. In the name of Jesus, I love y'all for real.